Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight's topic, Hillary did what she had to do when she needed to do it. Let's get right to it, shall we? And we're talking Iowa. If Bernie Sanders, is really going to set the tone as a likely winner of the Democratic nomination, the states he should win are Iowa, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Why? Iowa was massively white with very little other voters, i.e. African Americans, Asians, Latinos, etc., 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 people of color, etc., 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 being present. The same holds true for New Hampshire and Vermont. Well, Bernie's come up short in Iowa already. So now it's on to New Hampshire, where he's expected to win. But by how much? How much is enough? And can he win by enough? If Hillary can turn the tables on Sanders next week in New Hampshire and exact a turnabout on Bernie by keeping Sanders' margin of victory sizably smaller than projections suggest now, then Madam Secretary will definitely be on her way to the Democratic nomination. Then there is Vermont primary, which is on March the 1st. And like Iowa and New Hampshire, Sanders appears to be heavily favored. But if he falters in this regard, then his candidacy is definitely on a substantially increased downward trajectory all the way through June, the end of the primary season. So the long and the short of it is, Hillary did what she needed to do when she needed to do it. It wasn't pretty or overwhelming by any stretch. It was actually pretty brutal and inglorious. But she won Iowa. All the talk that the media has favored Clinton is utter rubbish. If anything, there has been a very palpable buzz all along about the Burn Man since late fall, and the onus has all been on Hillary. Hillary delivered in Iowa. She delivered enough. Now it's the Burn Man's turn next week in New Hampshire. Show us what you really got, Bernie. This concludes this broadcast of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide. And the goddamn clusterfuck GOP will continue to stew and ferment in their self-induced formaldehyde.